morning. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet Radio, specializing in indie noises of the 1990s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Good afternoon and good morning and good evening, when you heard already. So Todd, I didn't have much time this past weekend to prep for the show, so it's going to be a 299 smorgasbord of the Noise of Carpet Diner today. Before leaving home this morning, I hoovered up a damning of CDs, a parliament of 12-inch records, and a shrewdness of MP3s. Upon arrival at the station, a bloat of 7 inches or 45s were filched from the filing cabinets here. There are at least 864 continual inches of 7 inches at the station. So that's 72 feet, if you're good at math. I use my calculator for that, of 45s. From the 80s until now. If you stand them all up at attention, that is longer than a bowling alley, longer than a cricket pitch, and let's see, and also the cricket pitch, that's the bit in the middle where the action takes place, not the whole field, mind you. And it's also, all these 7 inches stacked up in a pile will be 15 feet taller than the East Van Cross in East Vancouver, Todd.
Wow.
Yeah, so tons of them in there. So there should be a galaxy, or at least, hang on a second here. There should be a galaxy, or at least, a twinkling of good music to unearth, and hopefully we've done so today. It's true, Todd, I did Google that gaggle of collective nouns, if you must ask. Anyway, it is such a blast to dig through, and we will dust off a few today in the next hour. Thank you for listening. We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, and to get things going, finally, says Todd, here is Menominee. From Portland, Oregon, on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Welcome. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That is a band called A.R. Kane from 1988, one of the first post-rock bands, according to music critic.
Hey, you did a good job.
Oops, wait a second. It's coming later. That's a preview of what's coming later. And so A.R. Kane, they are, as I said, Simon Reynolds is an influential critic who's written books and written for maybe NME, Melomaker, etc. in the UK. And he coined the term post-rock, and that's what he says is one of the early post-rock bands, late 80s, 1988, album called 69 and songs called Crazy Blue. Some interesting mix of stuff there, some jangly guitar and bit of bass and sort of, you know, singing in the background sort of thing. I don't know, Wallace sounds stuffy. I'm not sure, but interesting anyway. So check out A.R. Kane if you're poking around in, you know, however you stream music, etc. Before that was a band called Disco Inferno. And they are from, that song is from, I think, the mid-90s. And the song is called, let's see, they're from Essex, so outside of London. The song's called Second Language from an album called Second Language, 1994, on Rough Trade Records. And this is on a compilation. This is a cool compilation, In the Light of Time, UK post-rock and left-field pop, 1992 to 98. Lots of cool stuff on that, and Moonshake and Seafeel and Pram. Appliance, Insides, Earwig, let's see, other bands, a Street Scene, Bark Psychosis, Appliance, Maine, Leica, and we know a little bit about that from our Two Pure show last week. Start the thing, the show off today, Menomina. Yeah, that's I don't know if that triggers any memories for you. Song called Cough Coughing, and I Am the Fun Blame Monster from 2003, a self-released booklet CD, very cool, very unique. It stood out on the shelf in the shop in the record store at Zulu Records recently and rated 8.7 on Pitchfork, so I thought I'd pick it up. And very interesting, apparently this was made at Kinko's with one of the guys. It's a flip book, so you can see the photos, see the guys moving and playing their instruments along. So very cool. So Menomina from Portland, Oregon, start things off. Thank you for listening. I'm not sure what I have queued up next here. I'm a little bit kerfuffled. Let's see. Why don't we move forward with, as I said, it's going to be a bit of a mix of stuff today. We're just going to roll with it. And so this song is by a band from Scotland called Bell and Sebastian. The album is A Boy with the Arab Strap. And the song is called Sleep the Clock Around. And this is from 1998. Thank you to thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and Noise of Carpet today, Indie Noises of the 90s. The memory go, but it takes more than this to make sense of the day.
became. And you go to the place where you finally found you can look at yourself. Sleep the clock around.
Ora Kogan there. Song's called Feel Life from an album called Formless.
Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other roots juicy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Smile.